Chapter 6 The Two Friars. Richard and the men of the Black Arrow decided to attack Sir Daniel's house near the sea and rescue Joanna. That night, Richard and his 20 men climbed over the wall of the house, but Sir Daniel's men attacked them before they could get into the house. Sir Daniel had 60 men, and Richard had only 20. His men fought bravely, but they could not get into the house and rescue Joanna. Many men were hurt, and some were killed. They went back to the forest. When Sir Daniel heard about the attack, he said,
"Shelton wants to rescue Joanna and marry her. We must take her to my castle in Shoreby. She'll be safe there, and she'll marry Lord Shoreby in a few days."
The next morning, Richard and Lawless sat by the fire.
"If we don't rescue Joanna, she'll have to marry that old lord,"
said Richard sadly.
"What can we do?"
Lawless looked at him and said,
"Perhaps I can help you.
Follow me." "Where are we going?"
asked Richard.
"To a secret place,"
said Lawless. They walked in the snow to a small den under a big tree. Inside the den, there was a table and a wooden box.
"This is my secret den,"
said Lawless.
"Your secret den?"
said Richard, surprised.
"It's very small."
Lawless opened the wooden box and took out a friar's robe. It was old and brown. Then he took out another one.
"What are these?"
asked Richard.
"They're two friar's robes. Let's put them on, and everyone will think we're friars." "But why?"
asked Richard, confused.
"With these robes, no one will recognize us,"
said Lawless.
"We can easily get into Sir Daniel's castle in Shoreby. Remember, no one stops a friar."
"Sir Daniel's castle in Shoreby? But why?"
asked Richard.
"Master Shelton,"
cried Lawless,
"Joanna is now in his castle, and she'll soon marry old Lord Shoreby. Now do you understand?"
Richard was very surprised.
"How do you know this?"
he asked.
"Young man, I'm Lawless, and I'm much older than you. I know a lot of things you don't know."
"But how can we stop this marriage?"
asked Richard.
"We'll think of a plan,"
said Lawless.
"Now, put on the friar's robe."
Richard put on the robe and asked,
"How do I look?"
"Not bad, but I must do something to your face now,"
answered Lawless. He took some dark pencils from the box and drew a moustache and a small beard on Richard's young face.
"Perfect,"
he said.
"Now you look like a friar. Remember to keep your hood on, and no one will recognize you."
Lawless put on the other robe, and they left the den. When they got to Shoreby, they went to the castle. There were a lot of people at the castle: rich gentlemen with their ladies, soldiers, merchants, musicians, and acrobats. The two friars went to a soldier and said,
"We're here to visit Joanna Sedley."
"Her room is on the second floor,"
said the soldier. The two friars went to the second floor and found Joanna's room.
"I'll wait outside,"
said Lawless. Richard entered Joanna's room and took off his hood.
"Joanna,"
he said softly.
"It's me, Richard."
She ran to him, and they hugged.
"Oh, Richard,"
Joanna said.
"I'm happy to see you. What are you doing here?"
"I'm here with a friend to rescue you,"
said Richard.
"But how?"
Joanna asked.
"I'm Sir Daniel's prisoner, and I have to marry Lord Shoreby tomorrow morning. I'm so unhappy because I don't want to marry him.
You won't marry that horrible old man,
said Richard.
I promise, Joanna. I want to marry you.
He put on his hood and left the room quietly. He and Lawless went to the church to think of a plan. But Richard met Sir Oliver in the church.
Richard Shelton, he said, surprised. Sir Daniel is looking for you. You're in great danger.
I'm here to stop Joanna's marriage,
said Richard.
I'm not afraid of Sir Daniel.
You can't stop this marriage, said the priest, because Sir Daniel will kill you. You must stay in this church until tomorrow morning, and then leave. If you try to escape, I'll call the soldiers. Richard and Lawless could not move. At 9 o'clock the next morning, there were a lot of people in the church. Richard and Lawless were there too. Joanna was wearing a beautiful white dress and had flowers in her hair. But she was pale and sad. Old Lord Shoreby was wearing his best clothes. Joanna and Lord Shoreby stood in front of the priest. Ellis Duckworth and his men were hiding on the stairs of the church tower. Suddenly, a black arrow flew across the church and killed Lord Shoreby. Joanna and the people in the church screamed. Sir Daniel and his men took Joanna away immediately. Richard and Lawless were angry, but they could do nothing. They watched Joanna leave with Sir Daniel.